The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 110, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 17, 1976, in New York.
एकदेशस्थितस्याग्ने ज्योत्स्नाविस्तारिणी यथा परस्य ब्रह्मणः शक्ति सवेदम् अखिलम् जगत् अखिलम् एन्टायर् जगत् यूनिवर्स् सो दिस् इस् द मैनिफेस्टेशन् आफ् द पोटेन्सी of the Supreme Personality of God. That's right, we read in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that imam vivasati yogam prastava mahamabhayam. I first of all spoke this yoga system to Vivasnam, the sun god. The sun god, the present sun god, predominating deity of the sun planet, is named as Vivasnam. And his son is called Vaivasvata Manu. This is the age of Vaivasvata Manu we are passing through. So Krishna is person and Vivasnam, the sun god, is also person. Otherwise, how Krishna could speak to him? Mam vivasati yogam. How he instructed? Just like exactly Arjuna was instructed by Krishna. Krishna is person and Arjuna is person. Person to person talk. Similarly, that predominating deity in the sun planet is also a person. And there are many other persons. Just like when Krishna and Arjuna talk, there are many, many other individual persons. Similarly, in the sun planet, not only the sun god himself is a person, but all the population there, they are like sun god. Made of fire, their body is made of fire. They can stay in the fire, just like the fish. Their body is so made that they can live within the water. Similarly, there also, there are many, many living entities. The sun planet is very, very big, 1400,000 times bigger than the earth. It is all congested with population. And because there are all fiery, everything made there fiery, therefore it is a blazing fire. And the illumination is coming all over the universe. But they cannot understand this, the so-called scientists. It is not beyond their concern. But this is the fact. And the moon planet is also fiery. Exactly like the sun. Therefore, that illumination is distributed. But the difference is, so far I can remember, that the moon planet fire is surrounded by cool atmosphere. Because the heat is coming through some cool atmosphere, it is at night so pleasing. It is not vacant. There is also living entity. This is one of the heavenly planets. Heavenly planet begins from the sun, then moon, then Mars, Jupiter, like that. We have channeled this, that moon planet is beyond the sun planet. The moon planet is not the first planet. The sun is first, millisecond. So, we have to learn from Vedic literature all this information. Many, many millions of years ago, this Vedic literature was given to us. So, about this planetary system, everything is there described. It is not unknown. So anyway, our point is that either the sun or the moon, they are localized. They are situated in one place, we can see. But the illumination, the heat or the cool illumination, sun illumination is hot and moon illumination is cold, very soothing. Krishna is so kind that both things are there and both things are required. It is not that unnecessarily. No. Krishna said, Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi sasushujaya. This prabha, this illumination, the light coming from the moon, from the sun, Sasi Surya. Sasi means the moon and Surya means the sun. So, those foolish persons who are challenging, can you show me God? They ask, why don't you see God here? Sasi Surya, you do not see the sun sign, the sun moon sign. Why do you say that I did not see God? What is this argument? If Krishna said, God said, here I am the moon sign, I am the sun sign, why don't you see? You have to see according to your capacity. You cannot see with your this present eye the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is not possible. Now you see the illumination of God. It's like practical. We can experience the sun sign. Everyone knows what is sun sign. But everyone is not aware of the temperature of the sun or the person within the sun. But that's a fact. Otherwise Krishna is liar. Krishna says, I spoke this philosophy to the sun god. The sun god is there, that's a fact. And the sun god is there, his devotees or his associates are also there. So far we get information, all the planets, they are full of living entities. Janakir. It is stated in the Vedic tradition. Janakin. Janakinda means congested with living entities. That we see in New York City is congested with so many living entities. But if you go higher, then you cannot appreciate how New York City is so congested or other cities are congested. So similarly, we have no knowledge of these planets, but every each and every planet, millions and trillions, they are all congested, full with living entities. This is Vedic information. It is not imagination, imperfect imagination. No, it is fact. So, we learn from the Shastra, then on account of illumination of the moon, the vegetation and every planet is, I must say, flourishing condition. It is due to the moon. Still, we find reaction of the moon on the waves of the seas, erosion. So everything has got its necessity. Parasya Brahmana Shakti. They are all acting as potency of the Supreme Lord. Parasabrahmana Shakti. They're Shakti, they're not Shaktiman or Shaktiman. Shaktiman means one who possesses the potency. And we are all Shakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to explain the potency of the Lord. Three potencies. Spiritual potency, and material potency, and the marginal potency. How they are acting throughout the whole cosmic manifestation, beyond that also. That very simple word, everyone can understand. The light is here, the bulb is here, look alive, but the illumination is spread, and we can take advantage of the illumination. By the sun's illumination, we see practically how trees are growing their leaves, their color, everything is due to the sunshine. We have got practical experience. When there is no sunshine, especially in this country, all the leaves fall down. And as soon as there is sunshine, immediately millions and trillions of leaves come out. Not that waiting, immediately. In this way you have to understand how Krishna's potency is working. That is the basic information. Parasya-brahmana-shakti. Parasya-shakti vividaiva-suyati sabha-vichit-jnana-balakriyasa. The sunshine is the potency of the sun and how it is acting wonderfully. Everything is perfectly, the flowers, the leaves, perfectly done. Sabha-vichit-jnana-balakriyasa. It doesn't require any research work how this leaf has come out. It is coming out automatically. They cannot understand. They say automatic, no automatic. There is the working of the potency. But it is so perfect that sabhaviti as is natural coming out. Everywhere you will find in your body also. Potencies. You shave your head immediately, next day, again coming out. But you do not know. Let the scientist say how it is coming out. His own hair, what to speak of others. So, everywhere the potency of the Supreme Lord is what? Very good example. Exactly. Like the illumination, sunshine, moonshine, they are influencing the creation and they are situated in their own place. And they are all different potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so this is the potency of Krishna. Krishna is engaged in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati yakila atma bhuta. Although he is in the Goloka Vrindavan, he is playing with his cowherd boy's friend and the gopis and his father and mother, but still he is expanded all over the world. That is true. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. Just like we live in some apartment. Now we are here, we are absent from that apartment. So God is not like that. God is in his apartment at the same time, universally present. Ishara sarvabhuta rab nidde sevajjana. He is everywhere present, there is one. He is not limited, unlimited. There is God. Parambhavavajana. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, avajananti magamurha manasintanumat param bhava vajana. The rascals, they do not know what kind of Krishna appears like a human being, with two hands and two legs. So they do not understand what are the quality of these two hands, two legs. They think that he has got two hands, two legs like us. Therefore they are called Mūḍha, Paramhāvamaja. Mūḍha, Nābhijāma, Māmipa Paramabhayam, Sarvato Pāṇipādam. Not only two hands, but he has got many, many millions and trillions of hands and legs all over the world. This is this. So don't take it as ordinary human beings, then you will be calculated as one of the rascals. Don't be rascal, be intelligent to understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, then you become liberated. Immediately. Dharma karmancha may be bum. Jujanati taktata. Taktade hangapunan dharma. Naiti mami. That is the quality. As soon as you understand Krishna, not thoroughly, at least partially, what is the nature of Krishna, then immediately become liberated. That is, Krishna says personally, nasta prayesu abhadri. Prayesu. Prayesu means almost. We cannot become perfect in this material world, but to some extent, if we become perfect, then our life becomes. To some extent. Sarvam api yasya dharma. Tayati mahato bhaya. These things are there. So, this expansion of energy, that is impersonal. But Krishna is not impersonal. These foolish people, they do not understand it. We see daily that the sun sign is so expansive all over the universe. But it is, the source of sun sign is the sun globe. That you see, which is important, the sun sign or the sun globe? That we can see practically. And which is important, the sun globe or the sun god? We can see every day. So similarly, God, the person, is important. God, person is important. God, just like the sun god, is important. And because he has his place, residential quarter in the sun globe, the next important. And because his effulgence is distributed all over the universe, the next important. Parasya Brahmana Shakti. Actually, the illumination is coming from the sun god. It is a material thing. And what to speak of spiritual body of Krishna. That is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jasya prabha. You can study Krishna's position from the sun. It is stated here that ego desa sita sarne josna vistarni jatha. So his potencies are what? But the sun and the sun sign different. The sun sign is combination of illuminating molecules. That is all. But each of them particle. Not that it is homogeneous. Each and every that particle, kona means atomic force. They are all individual. Similarly, the impersonal Brahma is all there. These living entities are small particles. The smallness is also described in the sastra. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. With such a small particle. They are congested. That is called Brahma effulgence. So, if you want to merge into the Brahma effulgence, it is not difficult. Because you are a small particle of spiritual identity. If you don't want your individuality, you can stay in the Brahma effulgence. That is not very difficult for Krishna. If you want, to merge into the Brahma is highness. Thus, what is the profit? There is no problem. Suppose if you are placed in the sky, in the sun sign, and if somebody asks, now, you remain in the sky, would you agree? Will anyone agree that let me remain in the sky as a small particle of the sun sign? No, you can agree out of some sentiment, but you cannot stay there. That is not possible. Therefore, those who merge into the existence of Brahma, impersonal Brahma, they again fall down. Just like they are going, moon excursion, Mars excursion, stay there. They cannot stay. Because actually, whether they are going or not, that's another thing. But there is no staying place. Simply rotating in the sky is not very pleasant thing. We have got experience in the aeroplane. If we go 5 or 6 hours in the plane, we become suffocated. So it is not possible. Therefore, those who merge into the Brahma environment, they again fall down. Because they have no engagement in Krishna's business. They never cultivated such knowledge. Arutya kichena paranga padanga tataha patanti adha onaditya sumadangaya. Because the Mayavadi, they think, what is this nonsense, serving Krishna? Krishna is Maya. We are not going to serve Maya. We are going to become one with God. That oneness, you can stay within sunshine and be burnt up. But you cannot stay there. After your wings are fulfilled, you become disgusted. But because you have no information of serving Krishna, then come down again to this material world and serve Maya, so-called hospitals and other things, philanthropic world, because they have no information to serve Krishna. The result is arubhya kichena paranga padam. The Brahma is also parampada. It is not material, it is spiritual world. But because they have no shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, they fall down again at the shelter of the Maya. So this whole cosmic manifestation is nothing but expansion of the potency or energy of Krishna. This is the concept. This is the expansion of the energy that is impersonal. Krishna is not impersonal. The original source of Brahmana Aham Pratistha. The sunshine is coming from the sun glow. But the sun glow is less, more important than the sunshine. Similarly, Krishna's personality is more important, that is, impersonal feature, expansion of his energy. In this way, if we understand, then it is very easy what is the difference between impersonal and personal understanding of the Absolute Truth. Thank you very much.